Now, Diana, you were talking about human evolution and that kind of thing earlier. You got an interesting news story for us this week. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. It's one of these great questions in archaeology, and that is, did farming move across Europe through the spread of knowledge or the spread of people? So it now looks like that question is somewhat closer to being answered. And researchers at the University of Uppsala in Sweden have this week published a report that indicates that it was the migration of people that brought farming to the continent. So the adoption of farming is seen as one of the great stepping stones in human development. Not only does it permit more people to live off smaller areas of land, but it also means that a population can be supported that has time to do other things like build impressive monuments and develop new technologies. So across the world, there are several areas where agriculture has its origins, and the closest one to Europe is in the Near East, where it's thought that farming started around 11,000 years ago. So farming took around 6,000 years to move across Europe. That's quite slow. But in order to work out how that spread occurred, archaeologists have several clues to work on. Now, the usual lines of evidence are ceramics, technology and language. But this Swedish team, led by Pontus Skogland, looked at the problem using the DNA of four 5,000-year-old individuals. Now, one of these was a farmer buried on the Swedish mainland, while the other three were hunter-gatherers that were excavated on the island of Gotland, 250 miles away. And what they found was that the two groups of people had quite different markers for their origins. The hunter-gatherers shared much of their genetics with modern Finnish populations, and the farmer shared a greater proportion of his DNA with Mediterranean populations of today. So this implies that the farmer was a migrant, or at least a descendant of migrants, and that European hunter-gatherer populations were replaced, at least to some degree, although there may have been some admixture. And it looks like farming was indeed spread along by a movement of people rather than a simple transmission of culture and knowledge. And this has actually affected the genetic diversity that we see today in Europe. So you can find out more about this story in the journal Science.
Because the gene that gives you the ability to break down lactose, which is the major sugar in milk, you can see that appear all of a sudden when farming got started, can't you? Because obviously if people are keeping animals, they're going to start consuming the milk, and there would have therefore been quite a strong selective pressure for people who had that gene and could consume the milk without getting irritable bowel type syndrome.
Yeah, that's true. The domestication of cattle actually came a little bit after the domestication of plants, but it does look like the lactose tolerance gene did sort of arise amongst the farming populations.
Diana, thank you very much. It's The Naked Scientist, Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll. If you would like to ask us a science question, email chris@thenakedscientist.com.